here we go.
Tits. Hey, Kamala. What are we going to say to Donald Trump in November?
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Hello, motherfucker.
Everyone, welcome back to another Sugar Tits video. That's right, your boy did it. Trump won the election. What a time to be alive. You know, I remember the last time he won and the salt was glorious. And this time around hasn't failed us either. Now, as you might be able to tell, I have a bit of a cold, but are we gonna let something like that stop us from laughing at all the crazy libtards out there? Hell no, we're not. And boy, howdy, there is a lot of salt out there. Seriously, I downloaded as many clips as I could find, and it was huge. So I may have to break it down into a couple of videos for you all. Now, for this first video, I thought we'd take a look at some of the best and most tardiest Trump-hating breakdowns that we could find. And in the next video, make sure you check it out after this one, we're going to be making fun of the female spaz-outs that are going around. I'm talking about everything from women are doomed, the government want control over our bodies and our periods and our ovaries, and my absolute favorite, a movement which is gaining popularity after the Trump victory, where women, and might I add, ugly as f*** women, are swearing off men. Now that's funny. And I'll tell you what, men could not give two f***s. Oh, we miss out on the opportunity to bang a crazy, ugly, uber libtard feminist bitch? Wow, what a loss. So anyway, let's kick it off with our first round of salt. Strap yourselves in, because this is going to be good.
Tits.
Start to spin, start to spin.
One, two.
Let's begin.
Hey everybody, I know some of you are upset that Kamala lost, but here's an idea to show support, ladies. Post a picture of your feet with the caption, "I'm still standing." That way she knows you still support her.
What a legend. I mean, a creepy as fuck legend, but what an innovative way to get women to send you pics of their feet, if you're into that shit.
If you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands. If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
Okay, whoever made that deserves a medal of some kind. What is it with all these TikTok videos of bitches just screaming? Get a grip on sanity.
What the hell? You cannot be serious. How did I wake up to this garbage as my president? That's right, garbage.
Okay, going through all these, I swear to God, some of them felt like trolls, like some staged bullshit. I mean, look at all that rainbow on him. It looks like a unicorn just shat all over him. But it's really hard to tell, isn't it? I mean, these people are deranged.
Donald Trump? How? Does America have this many Nazi, Hitler-following pieces of trash? What the fuck? Nobody wants to live in a country full of hate. It's all hate, 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 hate. Trump hates everybody that's not white.
This next clip is of a conflict that happened on a plane where an old bitchy Karen was quite frankly disgusted to be sitting next to a Trump supporter. Let's see what happened.
She has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat, saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
I would like for him to change seats with someone.
No, I'm going to get somebody. Well, you don't have that right. So I will get somebody to come talk.
You pretend you have the moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on the nuclear button. That man doesn't believe in climate change. Do you believe in gravity? Did you know gravity is just a theory?
You grab your
He is in my space.
Oh.
She's causing hostilities.
One of two ways. I need you to grab your wallet. That's where I'm going.
I'm going home.
What if we try to see some shit quiets down? How would that be?
I'm
really at this point. The captain's already been called.
Maybe here.
The captain doesn't know shit. You don't know shit. Get off the plane. Now, in the next few clips, unbelievably, we see people calling for the assassination of Trump because it worked out so well the first couple of times. But they confess that they would gladly see him executed and even harbor the person who did it in their own home.
Quick question. So does anybody know how to find or hire a hitman or woman? Because we don't want to be sexist. So, but I think we could pull this off collectively.
All I'm saying right now is that someone in the White House would better take their shot right now. And better not fucking miss. My doors are open for you if you need a safe house.
I would go as far to say that I would purchase a Glock. And if you and I are walking on the same street and it's dark out and you're a white male, you have to be white for this to count, okay? If you're a white male, even if you don't approach me, I will shoot you. Yeah, I know. So, has to be on the street, you and I. Has to be at nighttime. During the day, not so much, but at nighttime, okay? And you have to have very white skin and be a male.
Oh, cool. White men feel assured she won't shoot you in the daytime. But if you run into this beast of a bitch at nighttime, ooh, you're gonna get shot. Crazy.
I'm f***ing feral today. Feral!
Nice to see these bitches have finally embraced the dog within, barking and biting at the camera like some kind of rabid nut bar.
If you see me, keep walking. Do not make eye contact. Do not square up at me. Don't act like you know me. Like, I want to eat, like, maybe they voted for Kamala, but, like, I want to eat them right now. Like, I want to take a bite out of those glutes in a bad way.
Next, we have a collection of the classic, I'm moving the fuck out of America rants. Yet they never do. And who the hell would want them anyway?
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes, and I'll update you guys.
No! No, this is all gonna be taken away because of him! Because of that stupid, stupid, oh my god, stupid fucking felon! He's a felon! He's a felon, he's a felon! I don't want him here anymore. I can't! I'm not coming back! I'm never coming back here until he leaves the house!
We're putting a plan together. I cannot live in a country that voted for Trump. I cannot spend another 4 years under that man. And so we have made the decision that we are leaving. We're putting a plan together. Our plan is to go back to Australia, and by back...
Oh, fuck. Did he say Australia? We're full, we're full. You wouldn't like it here. All kinds of dangerous man-eating animals, you know? Crocodiles, jellyfish, sharks, snakes. They just love balls. They go for the balls every time. It's dangerous. Koalas, they'll go straight for your nutsack. Although you might like that.
How does this not go without saying?
Jesus, look at the eyes on this one. Those are some frickin' crazy eyes. Crazy, self-loathing, white bitch eyes.
But white people, white women especially, at this moment, do not go to your black, your indigenous, your immigrant, your queer, your trans. Do not go to that person in your life that you feel is a little bit more oppressed than you are, because obviously you're feeling oppressed, and ask for, like, help with it. I don't care how you voted. I don't care how hard you worked. I don't care. I don't care. You're not an exception to this. Just so we're clear. Like, I thought it couldn't get too much more reasonably worse today in the spectrum of my emotions towards people who look like me. But then you go and do something and totally fucking blow it out of the water.
So next I've put a compilation together of all the celebrities who are dealing major cope at the moment. And it's quite frankly beautiful to see.
Get ready, because we're in for one hell of a ride with him at the helm. And no immunity guardrails. Okay. Okay. And how about we get rid of the Electoral College? Does that, anybody like that? Yeah.
Hey, so listen, I'm gonna let y'all know this right now, okay? So you little trumpets, like, y'all won. I know y'all happy, whatever the fuck. Ain't nobody acting like bitter losers. However, y'all need to leave me the fuck alone, because I got one more cigarette in me before I start lighting your asses up. Aye? And that's word to the United States of motherfucking America. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that our beloved country, America, knows what it's in for with a fascistic society and dictator. So to be a woman in America will be even less safe than it already is. So take care of each other. Have plans, make sure you know how to gather support if you're afraid to walk down the street. I really, really wish Taylor Swift had done an event with Vice President Harris. I just did not realize how racist and misogynistic America still is.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine. For NATO, for the truth, and democracy, and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
And people didn't come out. I don't know why. And it doesn't even matter. He's now the president. I'm still not going to say his name. That's not going to change.
Like, if Republicans think that women, people of color, members of the LGBTQ plus community are just going to sit down and let them do their thing? No, sorry, not happening. And here's the thing. I know for a fact that if Donald Trump tries to hurt the American people, make our lives harder, we will give him hell.
Now, it's not just the ladies losing their shit. Check out this dude, bitter as hell.
I'm done crying. My sadness is over. My anger has set in. I am a very petty person, and I am very proud of that. Love it about myself, actually. And so I say this in the most disrespectful way possible. I don't care if you are my family. I don't care if you are my friend. I don't care if we've been friends our entire lives. You can literally go f*** yourself if you voted for Donald Trump. If you are so sad about your groceries being expensive, get a better f***ing paying job. Do better in life. Get a f***ing education. Do something. Because you are f***ing stupid. And I hope you go jump off of a f***ing bridge.
My God, there are just so many of these clips out there at the moment. I feel like I don't even have to talk. It just speaks for itself. So let's just run through a few more of these retardation clips so I can save my voice.
I might wake up a motherfucking slave.
I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Why?
This is all prank, right? Like,
Like, we're just gonna wake up tomorrow morning and everything's gonna go back to the way it, like, it'll be a psych. It'll be like a really bad dream and none of this.
All I can say is how f***ing dare you.
Knowing that I woke up, bitch, it's not about a f***ing book. F*** this shit right now. Not only shows me how racist, which, hello, wake up, you black, you're aware of that. It not only shows me how racist this country is, misogynistic, y'all hate to see a black, a Latino, anybody that's in LGBTQ plus, a woman, being happy doing shit on her f***ing own.
Oh, not the people of color bullshit again. How do they form that opinion in their head? It always comes down to white people evil, white people don't like POC. Stop oppressing us, you MAGA assholes.
The whole world is looking at America going, what the fuck? He's made a laughing stock of us, and all you MAGAs, one day you're gonna regret what you've done, because it's gonna come home to you as well.
Yes.
And f*** you when it does.
What exactly do you think Trump is gonna do to gay people? Do you think he's gonna break up your marriages? Like, he's gonna come out and say, all right, gay people can't get married now. You all have to file for a divorce.
I say we pass a law that requires anyone who voted for that orange piece of shit to wear their Trump hat 24/7. Because conservatives are dangerous for anyone who isn't white, Christian, or male. Completely dangerous. Like dynamite waiting to go off in your hand. So I think we should all get a public service warning. Don't you?
Whoa, I thought you guys hated fascism. I seem to remember a time in history where they required a certain group of people to identify themselves with a particular piece of clothing.
Elon Musk, I'm disgusted enough to delete my X account. I'm disgusted enough to never order a Tesla as long as I shall live.
Bro, I don't think Elon gives two fucks if you never buy a Tesla or cancel your X account. He's rolling in it. And there's a shit ton of people still lining up to buy his cars and use his social media platform. You won't be missed. Well, that's all for this video. Hope you enjoyed the salt. Make sure you stay tuned and be sure to check out my next video where we explore the craziness of female libtards coping hard with the Trump victory and loudly declaring that they are swearing off the cock. That's right. No more men for them, and how they will not be missed. Make sure you check me out on Rumble, BitChute, and Twitter, X, Go Elon, and I'll see you in that next video. Tits out, everyone. Tits.